Okay. This is... Ah, very nice. Okay, so it's a remez. This sefer is Shiurei Torah L'Rof in Chelek Revi'i. This is from Rav Zilberstein. It's a little different than Vaharevna and Chashuk Echemet in that it seems that these were shilas that people actually asked him where they signed their names to it. Like real people asked real shilas. And, you know, not just like taken from the headlines kind of stories, but actual situations that he was asked. And these are actual tshuvos that it seems that he wrote. They're not all extremely thorough, but certainly very fascinating. And one just struck me as I was flipping through on Shabbos. I was flipping through the Sefer, and one chapter really just struck me as being nogea in Yana Dioma. As you know, on Friday night, authorities captured the second suspect in the terrorist bombing in Boston, at the Boston Marathon, and he was badly injured. He remains badly injured, from what I understand. He's still in the hospital and unable to speak. And they're treating him under heavy security in a hospital. And while this is unique to America, this kind of situation where you have someone who's out to kill you and out to hurt you, and here we are treating him in a hospital and making him better, the truth is, in this situation, we really need to treat him because we need the information that he has. You know, we need to be able to question him. But it comes up in Israel all the time, where you have people who hate us and who try to kill us. And the shaila is, should you provide medical treatment? On a slightly different level, it comes up in for inmates. For you have a convicted murderer who's suffering from cancer, let's say, and you're an oncologist. Should you treat the person? Is it an isser to say, I can't treat a person like this? So I sort of Zilberstein as the following three shailas, one right after the other, all in the same simin resh peites, remes teper, right? So he writes, the first shaila is, be'echar ayamim huvel m'rapasenu, kavul ba'azikum u'meluva b'shotrim, someone who was tied up in chains and was being led by police officers, a terrorist who came for medical treatment, and obviously he didn't just walk in, comes under with great security detail. After the doctor says, after I prescribed what the course of therapy that this person needs, a lot of people got angry at me. How could you do that? How could you treat? How can you suggest a treatment for someone who has Jewish blood on his hands? Avakish lahavirli madas Torah odos tipul rufi ba'oiv misugze. So what's the opinion of the Torah? This over here, Das Torah, doesn't mean in the Das Torah sense. It means, what does the halach have to say about treating somebody like this? Dr. Moshe Yakim Brooks, from a neurologist from Beit HaCholim Tel HaShomer. Okay, that was shaila number one. Shaila number two, that was Tavshin Membeis, okay, 1982. Shaila number two, La'achronu porsam she'im arviya tosheves Aza, an Arab woman from Gaza, hivia es bena l'nituach einayim bebeit cholim ba'ashkelon, brought her son for an eye surgery in a hospital in Ashkelon. Kasher masra oso l'tipul hiftira ba'aravis, when she gave him over for, when she was saying goodbye before he went under anesthesia, she told him in Arabic, Shehem yitaplu b'cha yiladi kedei shetucha liros v'tia musuga l'hashlich avanim al yehudim. She said, don't worry, the surgery is going to go great and you're going to be able to see perfectly, so you'll be able to see those Jews when you throw stones at them. Kishetorgumu advarim l'rofe, when the words were translated to the doctor, Amar she'in hu muchal l'tapel v'mikra, he says, I'm not doing this surgery. I'm going to cause danger to the security of Jewish people, of Klal Yisrael. So they called in another doctor did the surgery. So did the second doctor do the right thing by doing the surgery? Should we do surgery and help and be merape people who are just going to turn around to bite us? The Medrash in Kohelet Rabbah tells us, "Tav l'bish lo savru bisha lo yamti lach, v'tav l'bish ein avadita bisha avadita." Okay, meaning when you do good to bad people, you've done bad. Amnam hineni aim shakula ulam al natira hasheila bitoyla bakeshes nakam ishi el sheila hamatrida rabim hanetunim bedilma. Not sure what all these words mean. Ukshuvas kvotars ravtia ner lidarkam. He says this. You should know this is not a personal issue, some sort of revenge factor that I'm considering over here. He said, I just want to know. A lot of people struggle with this. So what do we do? What do we do with this? Okay. So that was from M. Trupp. Okay. Another doctor probably. Then the third shaila. Someone who had killed Jewish soldiers and is serving a life sentence in an Israeli prison. And during the course of his life sentence, he needs various treatments. So he has a cataract in his eye, and he needs a surgery, cataract surgery, to remove the cataract from his eye. So he wants to know, what do you do? What should the doctor's approach be in these kinds of situations, doing a refuah for these kinds of problems? So, okay, that's, again, very similar type of question. To me, the most amazing question, or craziest question, is the second one. You hear the mother say, "Bepet Malay," as you're about to go into surgery, that she's hoping her child has a refuah so that he'll be able to hurt and kill Jewish people. So let's see how Rav Zilberstein deals with it. So he starts off Shulchan Aruch Yardeis Simen Kufn and Ches Sif Aleph Shulchan Aruch Paskins Ovdei Avod Chav Mishiva Amin She'ein Beinenu Beinei Melchama Ein Mesavin Lahem Misa. If you have Ovdei Avodah Zarah from the seven nations, where we don't have any ongoing war with them, so you're not allowed to cause them to die. But if they're about to die, you're not allowed to save them either. Kigon, Shara Echad Meim Shenafal Yam. Einu Ma'aleu, Afilu Mitin Oschar. You're not allowed to save him, even if he's going to pay you for it. Lefichach, Ein Raposam Afilu Beschar. So says the Shulchan Aruch, even if they pay you for the refuah, you're going to get, you'll be able to bill for the surgery. Don't do it. Imlo b'makom shel eva, unless it's a situation of eva. Eva, roughly translated, means some type of maintaining of a fear of an inability to maintain peaceful relations, where you're afraid that they're going that if people find out about this, it's going to be bad for the Jews in general. Sha'az afilu b'chinam mutar lo yuchal yishamek. Because in that situation where it's going to be eva, and it's going to be bad news if we don't treat them, it's going to be all over the place, and people are going to find out about this. So then, even for free, you should treat them. So where does this come from? This comes from a sugya Maseches Gittin. So if anyone asks, we had Gittin shir today, right? Gittin dafayin amin aleph. The Gemara tells Rav Simi Bar Ashi was merape in Ovid Kuchavim. So Tosfos says, wait a second, there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Chavav amin aleph that you now let a nurse a yelet shel Ovid Kuchavim because you're being megadol him l'Avodah Zarah. So how can you treat him? How can you be merape in Ovid Avodah Zarah? You're not even allowed to nurse him. You're not even allowed to give him sustenance. So Tosfos says that it could be that you are merape him kedei lahachkim al yidei kach val yidei zeh yuchal lerape Yisrael. It was training. It was medical training. You didn't want to do your medical training on a Jew, so you're doing your medical training on an Ovid Avodah Zarah, and that's how he's merape him. This is when Moalim get their training very often, they'll go to Eretz Yisrael and they'll do the training for the Bris Mila on Arab babies in the hospitals. They'll do the meals. That's my brother's a Moyo. So when the person that was that trained him has the rights to all the milas in Shari Tzedek, so he went and he did milas on a bunch of Arab babies. So at one point, you know, people said, "Oh, you do bris milas?" No, so far only milas, not yet a bris mila. Right? That will come. But so that's what Tosfos says. Just practice. You're practicing medical practice. Otirtzu. Tosfos also says that the Ovid Kuchavim knew that Rav Simi was a baki berufuah. He knew that he was an expert doctor and he knew how to be merape him for this particular ailment, and therefore was mutter michshash eva. So there you see that you have this heter called eva. So in the Knesset HaGadol in Yerodeh over there, Ozvav, he writes that this statement of the Shulchan Aruch is dafka by Ovid Kuchavim. Ovid Kuchavim means people are Ovid Avodah Zarah. Yishme'elim, Muslims are not Ovid Avodah Zarah. and we paskin that Christianity is Avodah Zarah, but Islam is not Avodah Zarah. So they're not of the Avodah Zarah, so then it's Mutal Rape, even when there's no Chashash Eva. You're allowed to heal somebody who's not an Avodah Zarah. So it says the Tiferes Yisrael in Avodah Zarah in the second paragraph, Ozvav, and the Mishnah is Bizman Azeh, when a doctor who's a trained medical professional, if he were to refuse to treat patients on religious grounds or something like that, he would lose his license and it would be very, very bad. He'd get punished, he can go to jail, all sorts of terrible things. So then, even if he's an Ovid Avodah Zarah, you should be Merape, Efshar Sheyesh Lahakel, there's no problem with it. Again, but that's all just in if the guy is an Ovid Avodah Zarah. He's not an imminent threat, he has no plans on hurting Jewish people that we know of necessarily. He's just he's an Ovid Avodah Zarah. So, bottom line is, Shulchan Aruch says, in an ideal world, we would not be treating of the Avodah Zarah, but it seems when there's a Chashash Eva, we do treat of the Avodah Zarah, certainly if they know that one is an expert doctor. So now, the Tshuvas Chayim Biyad, I don't know who that is it discusses the situation where an Ovid Avodah Zarah gets sick, and he asks a rabbi to give him a bracha, to write from a kameah. Kameah is something that we're not so familiar with nowadays. Not so many people still do it. There's still a couple that write kameahs, but it used to be a very common thing that they would write a kameah, which is like some sort of Kabbalistic prayer in an amulet that the person would carry around with them, and that would give them a refuah. There are Mishnayos and Shabbos about this, about carrying around a kameah, if it's an Isra of Hutsa'a on Shabbos. So this guy asked, not just a guy, Ovid Avodah Zarah, asked for a kameah. So you're allowed to write for him a real kameah. So you have a lot of times a non-Jew will ask for a mezuzah. They'll want a mezuzah because they think it's a good skula. Shechter told me that all over Washington Heights, even not in the Jewish areas, people have mezuzahs all over the place. It's like a very popular thing that they put up mezuzahs. So in this similar type of situation, a person doesn't want a mezuzah, there's no key mitzvah, he wants a kameah. So the answer is, the answer the Chaim Biyad says, if the rabbi can get out of it and say, look, aha, what do I know about Kabbalistic prayers, I don't know how to do this, he should definitely get out of it. But if the guy knows him, and he knows that he's this is someone who always writes Kabbalistic prayers, so he should be mispalo, that everything should be okay, mishum darkei shalom, and he should do the proper tefillos and everything, because of darkei shalom. And that's what the Gedolei Yisrael would always do, for all the generations, that they would daven for a nachri, that he should get better, and their tefillos were often accepted, and that's a kiddush shem shemayim, when we daven for them, and it works. So he says, you should just, don't write a piksav ashuris, write a piksav rashi, for whatever reason, but yeah, for darkei shalom, you're allowed to do that. Okay, that's another source relating to darkei shalom, but again, not yet talking to the heart of our inyan. Next source, Tshuvas Rav Pa'olim, Chelek Dal Yerdei Simon Chafei, was asked if you're allowed to give a kameah to a woman that she shouldn't have a miscarriage. Li Yishmael Harotza L'Sachro Mimenu. Is a kameah like a mezuzah? We're just discussing where it's asur to give a mezuzah to a guy, or maybe you could be somech on the Knesset HaGadolah that you're allowed to give to a guy that's not an Ovid Avodah Zarah. So the Rav Palim says that even a nachri that's not Ovid Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to give it to him as long as there's a chashash eva. As long as there's some concern of keeping a positive relationship, and he says, and this was done by no less an authority than the Ramban, where Chashash Aleva, the Ramban, would be merape nachria, the dafka kashar nachri adam chashuv lo shafal v'nivze, provided that the person is an adam chashuv. Okay, good. Now, what we see from there is when all this is done from all these sources, there's an iser to be merape of the Avodah Zarah, unless there's Eva. When there's Eva, you're allowed to be merape of the Avodah Zarah. So he says, Yesh lahakish shein lerape rotzeah. Now, if that's true of the Avodah Zarah, what about a murderer? Is a murderer the same as the Avodah Zarah? Kal v'chomer, the Rambam writes in the fourth paragraph of Hilchos Tzeach Shmiras Nefesh, Sha'af al pishyesh avonos chamurim mishvichus damim, even though there are things that are more serious averos than shvichus damim, Ein behen hashchasas yishuvos shel olam k'shvichus damim. There's nothing as destructive to society as shvichus damim is. Afilu avodah zara, Even avodah zarah is not as destructive to society as murder is, and certainly gilui arayos chil shabbos is not as destructive to society. She'elu avonos hin me'averos shebein adam l'makom, aval shvichus damim me'averos shebein adam l'bein chavero. Because all of these other averos are bein adam l'makom, shvichus damim is bein adam l'chavero. V'kol mi sheyesh b'yado avon zeh harei hu rasha gomor. Vein kol ha'mitzvah shasa kol yom of shkulim k'neged avon zeh. Guy could have spent his whole life doing mitzvahs ma'asim tovim, murders one person, as you would imagine, that ruins it. That's quite a blemish on his record. That's a big black eye on his record. V'lo yatzilu osam en adin, all the mitzvahs he does in his life is not going to save him from din for such an aver. Sh'nemer, adam ashuk b'dam nefesh, tzeil man me'achav v'rovet avod zar, sh'nemer bo rak lo haya ka'achav, u'kshenistra avonosav z'chuyos, v'nei elukai aruchos, lo nimtza avon sh'chivu k'liya. V'lo yashem dover achar sh'shokol k'negdo, So he gives an example where you see in Tanakh that someone commits shvichas damim and commits other averos like avodah zarah. The avodah zarah we're able to look past, but Kodesh Baruch Hu is not able to look past the shvichas damim. So shvichas damim is much worse than avodah zarah. So if we can say about an avodah zarah that you're not allowed to be merape in avodah zarah, if not for the chashash of eva, it would seem kal v'chomer you're not allowed to be merape a rotzeach if not for the chashash of eva. Now it says in the pasuk in Sefer Devarim in Parshas Kisei, "Kisei til mulchama alevech v'nosam Hashem biyadecha v'shevisa shivyo v'reisa b'shivya ishes yifas tovar v'chashak tabav v'lakach v'lechol isha." Right? What's that parsha? The parsha of yifas tovar. You go out to war, and you see a woman that you're attracted to, you could take her. Yesh lishol. Hare maspiki luayakosu kiseitza l'machama alevecha v'shevisa shivyo. Shivyo. What's v'nusano Hashem biyadecha? What's that extra phrase? What are we adding with the son of Hashem elkecha biyadecha? So that kasha was asked by the Meshech Chachma. What's the pasuk talking about? What does the pasuk add with that phrase? So says the Meshech Chachma that the Torah is coming to limit the heter of Yifas Tovar. That it has to be b'tnai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given the enemy over in the hands of the Jewish people. But if Hashem has not given the enemy over entirely in our hands, and the enemy has some of our captives, so then we cannot implement the parsha of Yifas Tovar. Why? Because it could be that if we take them and start being Megayer them and marrying them, what are they going to do with their captives that from us, with the Jewish captives that they have? They're going to do the same. They're going to respond in kind. They're going to keep our boys, our soldiers, and they're going to try to do with them as they please and try to be Megayer them to their religion and try to marry them. So in order to save our own POWs, our own soldiers who are MIA, in order to save them, Yifas Tovar cannot kick in until we've won the war and we don't have any captives being held by the enemy. So you see over here that even though Dibra Torah keneged Yetzer Hara, that the Torah is trying to speak toward our Yetzer Hara at the Shas Milchama when testosterone is flowing in ample supply and a person is feeling a tremendous taiva, and the Torah allows us to do various averos min adam l'makom, nevertheless there's no heter to do anything that's going to cause bad things to come to Klal Yisrael, to come to other Jews. So he said maybe based on this we could say in our situation that we can, that if we have a murderer who falls in our hands, who we have control over, who we have captured, in order that our enemies treat our soldiers with equal in a similar way, and those who live in their lands in a similar way, maybe we have to be a little more careful with how we treat the prisoners that we catch. And he says the same is true with the operation for the Arab child. Since there are a lot of Jewish people who are bidei sonenu, who are in our enemy's hands, and if Klal Yisrael is mufuzar mufrad, we're all over the world, and there are a lot of people that are going to be interested in taking revenge. If they hear this story of Nebuch, this poor boy in Gaza who wasn't able to get proper treatment just because of his Islamic background or whatever, and they're going to hear the story, and there's going to be a doctor in England who's going to be an Islamic guy who's not going to want to treat a Jewish child who needs his help because he heard about that story, and we have to be very careful about that. So therefore, the doctor who himself couldn't do it because he just couldn't bring himself to do it. So maybe that's okay as long as there's another doctor on staff to do the procedure. So he says, in fact, we find that this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealt with Yishmael. What happens? Yishmael and his mother are traveling in the Midbar. They're lost somewhere in the middle of the Midbar. He's about to die of thirst. And Hashem Yisparach shows them this spring of water. And the Malachi Ashari say, Ribon Shalom, you know what this guy's going to be. You know what his children are going to do. And you're giving him water. You're letting him survive. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Basher Usham. Yeah, have to judge him the way he is right now. Right now he's decided he didn't do anything wrong. So the Marsha and Rosh Hashanah Daf Tzayin says, wait a second, we discussed this last year. By Ben Sora Mora, we say the exact opposite. We say, Nidon Al Shem Sofam. That we judge Ben Sora Mora has, he stole some meat. Nothing that he gets skila for. He didn't do anything that he really deserves to get skila for. So why by Ben Sora Mora do we say that we're Mimisim Al Shem Sofam? And by Yishmael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, we don't look what he's going to do in the future. Look at him right now, Bashar Rusham. Right now he didn't do anything wrong. So the Marsha answers the Ben Soru Moreb, he himself is Melastimus Abrios. He himself is gonna kill people and he's gonna be chayiv. So we'd rather him die Zakai, as opposed to by Yishmael, nothing was gonna happen with Yishmael. It was gonna be his children that were gonna do things. There are several approaches to answering this question. This is Marsha's answer to this question. Yishmael himself wasn't gonna kill anybody. His children were going to be the ones to kill Klal Yisrael, so we can't kill him. I'll shame his children that are going to hurt Klal Yisrael. Yeah.
But here we're judging them how they are now, because right now, like the mother said.
Yeah, you're going to be able to throw stones at the yeah, yeah. That seems like if you stick with that marsha, it would seem that in that situation, yeah, there's a good reason to say I'm not going to. Right, that I should be Nidon Al Shem Sofo based on what he's going to do. Right, more like Ben Sora Mora, correct. I saw a different approach to answer that question. I think we once discussed that Ben Sora Mora is described as Einenu Shomea, right, that he's not a Shomea, whereas Yishmael in his very name is that he's a Shomea. So the difference is that someone who's not a shomea, someone who doesn't listen, someone who's not gonna change no matter what you tell them, doesn't exhibit the midos of being a shomea, of being someone who can an impact can be made on him. So such a person has no chance. But someone who's a shomea, even if he's very bad, may have a chance. But again, that's a different teretz. This is Marsha's teretz. Then he quotes Sefer Melachim Beis, Mesuper al Melech Aram. Shehitzav me'aravim bedrachim kedei li'lachim b'Yisrael, v'anavi Elisha shalach midei pam legalos l'melech Yisrael es mako machvo gedudei Aram. That the Melech Aram had all sorts of traps set up to fight with Klal Yisrael, ambushes set up, and Elisha, the Navi Elisha, would send to tell the Melech Yisrael where the ambushes were set up. And the Melech Aram didn't understand what was going on over here. How come every time he set up a surprise ambush, the Jewish people knew exactly where he was? Until he found out that Elisha was Megala to the Melech Yisrael, all of his secrets. And even that which he was saying quietly in his own bedroom where no one should have known. So V'yishlach Melech Aram chelk kaved li'ir dosan, asher shama navi Elisha. So he sent a significant group of people to Elisha. Also some Elisha ve'ispalel Hashem. So Elisha sees them coming, and Elisha realizes what's going on. So he davens vayachol some bisanverim. So he manages to Hashem punish. Hashem gives them some sort of disease that they become blind. Vayolachol some shomrona el melech Yisrael. And now he's able to bring all these people, this whole delegation from the Melech Aram, to the Melech Yisrael. Vayifkach Hashem einehem vayiru v'nehem b'toch shomron mukafim b'tzivos Yisrael. Next thing they know, they open their eyes, Hashem allows them to see again, and they're surrounded by Jewish military. Vayomer Melech Yisrael Elisha kiroso osam ha'ache avi. So he says, what should I do? Should I kill him? Melech Yisrael asks Elisha, he brought me these prisoners, what should I do with them? Vayomer lo takim ha'asher shavisa b'charbecha b'kashtecha atamakeh. That which you've captured with your own force, with your own military, then you could do what you want with. But these people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu handed to us on a silver platter, give them food, give them water, let them eat and drink, and then send them back. Veichalem Kara Gadola Veyokl Veishu Veishalchim Yokl Adonaim Veishalot Gedudi Aram Levaberet Yisrael. And that's when Ram decided, you know what, maybe this is not a winning war for us, and they stopped starting off with Klal Yisrael. So says the Yalkut Shimoni on the spot, Hareyu Omer Tova Chachma Miklei Kerev Gedola Psak Din Shas Elisha Yosu Mikol Klei Mechamel Shosu Yoram Ben Achav. That Psak Din of Elisha did more than any sort of military action we ever could have done. Kolomar, meaning to say as follows, Mashalo Yisigu Yoram Va'achav Be'esrim Shtayim Shnos Muhammad. What Yoram and Achav were not able to accomplish in 22 years of battle, Elisha was able to accomplish with one su'uda that he made. Lo Yosfu Od Gedudi Aram Lavo Be'eretz Yisrael. That stopped the war. That stopped all the attacks. Why? From what Elisha did. What did Elisha do? He treated the prisoners with respect. He allowed the prisoners to eat, to drink. So he said, maybe we see from there that sometimes when we're good to the enemy, it's gonna save Jewish lives a lot more than when we're when we mistreat the enemy. And granted, the mechablim, the terrorists say, "L'chuvin achidem yigoy v'lo yizachar shem Yisrael od." They're always saying, "Yeah, let's kill out the old Jewish people, wipe them off the face of the earth." And David HaMelech davened about them. Elkim al damilach al techrash val tishkot. Hashem, don't be silent about this. For enemies like this, there's a big suffix whether the din should be that we should help them out. But still, since there's a chashash that they may respond in kind to our shvuyim, to our captives. So he says it's vaday shechayav m'lasos dvar mo'ilim b'lvad v'en l'schashiv b'regesh. He says it's as emotionally difficult as it is for a doctor who went to medical school and always wanted to help people his whole life, to help somebody who you know is our sworn enemy, who wants us dead, he says emotionally difficult as it is, it seems that sometimes can yield a better result for the Jewish people, and you have to get over the emotion in order to do what the right thing is. And he says, "V'yadua adavar shelifnei doros nitna rishus liyehudim miyumos ha'olam lahakrav karban pesach b'makom migdash." Generations ago, the Jewish people had rishus to go bring karban pesach on the makom migdash, and when it was brought in front of the gadol Yisrael, they started to figure out what the halachic issues were about being makrav karban pesach b'zman hazeh. We don't have a beis hamikdash on the Har HaBayis, finding the exact location of the Mizbeach so that we could do everything properly, finding a kohen miyuchas, big day kuhuna, and they say that the Beis HaLevi at the time says, I can find a solution to all the problems, and to be matir the Karban Pesach, to be makrav the Karban Pesach, I can find a solution to every issue. But one thing I can't find a solution is, Eineni yachol limtzo heter ledam shel Yehudi echad sheyishbach al yidei ha-Muslimim ekev Karban HaPesach. He says, we're going to go and the Muslims are going to riot and the Jew is going to die. And I don't see a heter. For all Klal Yisrael to bring Karban Pesach would be beautiful, but if the Muslims are going to riot and the Jew is going to die, I don't see any heter. So from the fact that the Beis HaLevi had such a sharp statement, we see the value of the blood of one Jewish life, that it's more valuable than anything else. And even this great mitzvah that we've been waiting for centuries to be able to do, when we daven three times a day, that we should be able to bring karbonos again, alachas kama v'kama, that we should overcome our emotions and not to cause more animosity between the Jewish people, the Jewish state, and the umos ha'olam. He says one more raya. The Ramah writes in Or Chaim Simen Shin Lamed Daled Sifcha Vav that in parts of the lake of Beshabbos it's al umos ha'olam mutal chal Shabbos v'lichvos es leikasam kedei shelo ya'alilu aleinu v'adavar yavil eva. If a fire breaks out on Shabbos in a non-Jew's home, so we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos to put out the fire, otherwise it would be eva. And the Chassam Sofer says that we should not object to a Jewish doctor who travels by wagon on Shabbos in order to be merape and nachri, even though there's so many surim involved. But chashash eva, we can't object to such behavior because of a chashash eva. It's just that he's not supposed to get payment for that which he does on Shabbos, but we can't object to the action itself. Chassam Sofer writes in Yardei Chelek Aleph Siman Kof Lamed Aleph, if there's a chashash eva that could lead to sakarnas nefashos, we can be matir even a malacha d'oraisa. So At the end of the day, what he seems to be saying is that we need to be very careful about the statements. The way things work nowadays is that when something happens, it's not happening in the privacy of your own operating room, in the privacy of your own doctor's office. It's happening for the entire world to see. The world finds out about everything, and as much as it is difficult for us to treat people who we know are evil and want to kill us, and therefore we cringe at having to help them, as much as that may be the case, we have to keep in mind the bigger picture of what this is going to mean for worldwide Jewry and what this is going to mean for our own soldiers. Now again, it's all a Metzius question then. What it boils down to is this good for the Jews or is it bad for the Jews? Meaning, is this something that's in fact going to hurt us in the long run, or is it not going to hurt us in the long run? One could make the argument that it doesn't really matter how we treat them, they're after us anyway. And every time we try to be nice and we try to, they just spit it right back in our faces and continue to be violent toward us. But we have to, these are very, very serious cheshbonos that have to be made, and it's very hard to make these cheshbonos without emotion. And the point is that that he's trying to make is that we can't allow emotions to get in the way of a calculation of what's best for Jewish life, for maintaining Jewish life, the maximum Jewish life that we possibly can. And in a different shiloh, much shorter tshuva, he was asked from a psychologist about someone who's a terrorist and was in jail and was suffering psychological problems. So he wanted to know, should he treat the person with various psychological, should he see him as a patient? Or should we say that it's usher to help out murderers? Shovchum dam naki bi Yisrael. It says in the Masech Zavod Zorach of Avim Ralph, ha'ovdik chav ma'mosrim lo malin v'lo meridin. Shulchan Aruch says. And maybe if you give him emotional support, it's going to be considered, it's like malin osam, it's like you're helping them. Not only that, there's nisrav lo sichanim. You're not allowed to give a matnas chinam to an ovid kochavim. The Gemara says explicitly in Avod Zar, dafchaf amiral, that's what lo sichanim means, giving a matnas chinam, it's paskin and shulchan aruch. And the Ber Hetiv says, even Yishmael is bechlal, even someone who's not an ovid Avod Zara. The Gemara in Bab Basra, davdal, says you're not even allowed to give an eitzah tova to an ovid kochavim. And that's how we paskin and shulchan aruch. So one would think that giving psychological treatment is at least an Eitzah Tova. And furthermore, shouldn't we be choshesh that if you're going to give the treatment to this person, he may get better, one day become freed, prisoner exchange or whatever, and then he's going to hurt more people. So he said. So to this, Rav Zilberstein said, the idea of lomalin he says maybe that doesn't apply to psychological treatment. Because ein gufo shel rotzeach adayin b'sakana, he's not physically threatened, the guy right now. He's psychologically impaired, but he's not physically threatened. So we're just helping him to maintain some sort of balance in his life. But in the meantime, his life is not really at stake. The isser of lomalim is when someone's at the bottom of a bar, that you're not allowed to pull him out of the bar. Then he says something fascinating. He says, "Shamati mi mori chami marana gon Rav Yosef Shalom el Yashiv, de'ein kan malin, kivan shamachabel ratza lasim keitz l'sivlo al yidei his avdus." What happened over here? You have this terrorist who's suicidal. So they recommend that he gets psychological treatment, so the prison psychologist is supposed to treat him, right? He's suicidal. Rav El Yashiv says that he wants to put an end to his suffering by committing suicide. If we give him motivation to live, we're not doing him any favors by giving him motivation to live. We're making him suffer with the knowledge of what he had done. He says actually saving his life in this case is worse for him. He's suffering each and every day, wanting to end his life, and we're not letting him. We're saying, no, you got to live, and you're gonna have to think about what you've done, and you're going to have to deal with the onesh of what you've done, and rotting the rest of your life in an Israeli prison instead of taking the easy way out and dying. And he says, in terms of the idea of lo sechanim, the giving an etzah tova, he says again, over here the etzah is because of kvod makom, that you don't want the guy to do something neged ratzon abore. So that's a different kind of etzah. That's not a problem over here. And he says furthermore, Rav Eliezer says this isn't lo sechanim again for the same svara Rav Eliezer said before, that it's adrabah. You're not doing something that's good for him. What he would rather do is die. You're doing something that's much worse for him. What about the third issue? That you have to be afraid that maybe he's going to go after more Jewish people in his lifetime. So Rav Eliashiv responded to that. He says, then we go back to the Eva issue. If we don't treat our prisoners properly, then they're not going to treat our boys when they're taken prisoner properly. So we have to be very careful about the shalom of Am Yisrael, and not just to look at it narrowly, that this guy's so bad, I just want to kill him. Because we have to look at the bigger picture and what's going to be good for Klal Yisrael on a worldwide level. Okay, that is Rav Zilberstein's take on these fascinating shaylos.